Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. I really can't believe we're in December already. This year has gone by very, very quickly. One thing is nice, and I'll knock on wood when I say this. We haven't had snow yet, which to me is pretty good. But again, maybe we'll get some for the Christmas season. And for anyone else listening out there, happy Hanukkah and happy holidays for anyone else who's celebrating different traditions in their families. So again, thank you for joining me on today's show. My guest is Gabriela Lopez Garcia, also known as Gabby. And Gabby works with the Children's Service Center, and she is one of the blended case managers for a very special program that the Children's Service Center has, and it's called HOPE. So welcome, Gabby.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
I'm really happy to have you join me on the show today because the program that, you know, I like our audience and our listeners to hear about is called HOPE. So can you let them know what HOPE stands for? And then we'll kind of go more into details of what the program's all about.
Yes, of course. So HOPE stands for helping to overcome psychosis early. Would you like me to explain a little bit more?
Yes, of course. That would be awesome.
So HOPE is a form of treatment for individuals around the ages of 15 to 25, and they're experiencing early signs of psychosis.
And so, you know, what is psychosis? So, you know, if anyone's listening, I think when we hear certain terms, it scares individuals out there. But I think what's so, I wouldn't say exciting, but yes, exciting about the HOPE program is anyone who's experiencing psychosis, there's help for them now, especially within that age group between 15 and 25, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was going to say, so what is psychosis? Is there a definition that people could, you know, understand that better?
Yeah, so what is psychosis? It's a first episodes of psychosis, I'm sorry, is when someone is experiencing psychotic symptoms for the first time. The symptoms can be highly disturbing and unfamiliar for some people, leaving people very confused and distressed. And of course, it can include like hearing things that other people don't hear, seeing things that other people don't see. Symptoms like that.
Okay. And I did, you know, hear you mention like when they're experiencing it for the first time in their lifetime, because that does make a difference for your program, correct? And that's what it's really developed for, is individuals who are experiencing psychosis for the first time, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And what could be some of the causes?
So some of those causes for psychosis can be passed on by genetics, can also be induced by trauma, substance abuse, brain abnormalities, or even severe stress and anxiety can cause hallucinations.
Okay. And, you know, unfortunately, we're still in the middle of the pandemic and COVID-19. And I do feel that many people are, you know, it causes great anxiety, great stress. And for individuals that may not have experienced psychosis, there is a possibility, you know, they can because of that, correct?
Yes, it's okay. Very possible. And of course, it's a different feeling for them, right? Mm-hmm. They can feel confused. They can feel like they have unwanted thoughts. They feel like there's like, they're believing on false beliefs. They're distressed, they're paranoid. They're acting very different compared to usually. Mm-hmm. And it can also interfere with their work and their school.
Right, right. And so, you know, I mean, many of us are experiencing anxiety. This is above and beyond that normal feeling of anxiety that we're talking about, correct?
Yes.
Right. But you also work with a team. So, you know, if someone's listening and they feel that they maybe they're having a episode of psychosis, and again, your program is specifically for individuals from age 15 to 25, correct?
So yes, it is from 15 to 25, but we have been able to take individuals who are younger. Okay. And we have sometimes taking individuals who are a little older just because it is their first time experiencing psychosis, and the doctor has been able to approve the case.
Okay.
I mean, they vary by case. We always state that if you feel in any doubt, just to send over the referral to us, even if, you know, we can just take a look at it and send it over to doctor, always, you know, trying to see if whether they qualify or not,
right.
Even if age is a barrier.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, you know, definitely if someone is feeling that way, maybe they should reach out to their primary care doctor or provider. Can they also call Children's Service Center and speak to somebody about that?
Yes, they can. They can call our Holmesdale office. They can also call actually any of the sites that we currently have. We actually have 3 sites. And if that's okay with you, I just want to briefly just mention that we do have 3 sites as of now. It started in Wyoming and Luzerne County, and we have expanded to Carbon and Monroe, Pike and Wayne counties. And if anyone in those counties are experiencing psychosis, they're able to call or even go on the website for Children's Service Center and contact us.
Right. And you know, that is truly amazing. Like you said, you started in 2 counties and now you're in 6 counties within the Northeast region because you know how important this program is for individuals. Because if individuals are experiencing psychosis, and especially if it's newly experienced or diagnosed, the quicker you can go in to help them, the more success you have with them. Is that correct?
Yes, that is. We have amazing success stories, and just the sooner we get to help our individuals, our participants, the faster we see improvements and the faster they feel better as well.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you do? Because again, I want to give a shout out to Nicole Branning, as well as Charles Farr, who are mm-hmm. all on the team. You and Nicole and Charles are on a team together, correct? And you all work with the whole program, right?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We are a coordinated care specialty model. That's the model we follow. And basically, it's the Pike and Wayne team only has a mobile therapist, a mobile therapist supervisor, CEES, and a BCM. We're currently trying to recruit a peer specialist, but besides that, we also do work very, very closely with the rest of the HOPE teams. And as well as we do have a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a medication management team, and we're also connected with crisis. We, mm-hmm. in case of anything, crisis is intervening later on.
Right. And that's what I think is so amazing about the HOPE program. It is evidence-based. It is a team approach. And, you know, we know when we talk about any kind of successful program for any individuals, those are the best ones to kind of rely on to utilize, correct?
Yes, we work very close. We are in constant communication and we try to focus and meet our client where they are.
Great, great. So what are some of the benefits of HOPE? Like what do you, when you have a client and you work with them, what are some of the things that you hope to, you know, achieve for them?
So the one of the first things that we try to achieve is preventing hospitalizations. Now, we're not saying that hospitalizations won't occur. They might occur sometimes. In some cases, it is necessary. However, we do try to prevent it. We have an open communication with our clients, our participants, and they're able to contact us when they feel like they're going into a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something we can do, then crisis is called and hospitalizations happen. But they have been minimized before. We also try to minimize risk of suicide. We assess for safety. We support in managing any disruptions with work or school. We also strengthen their social skills and support them as well. We also lower the risk of relapse, and we give them the opportunity to have a successful recovery.
Right. Which is so important. Go ahead.
One last thing. I'm so sorry.
No, go.
And we also improve the enhancement of family and social relationships. That's another important thing that we work on with them. Right.
Which is really like probably one of the important key is, because if you have someone, you know, who's experiencing psychosis, their family, as well as your participant or client, may not know or understand what's going on. The family may be just as confused. And so working together with them is so important, correct?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's very important for each family to participate if they would like to. Mm-hmm. And it's also, it's very valuable for us as a team and for the client.
Right. So you have been with the Children's Service Center, we were talking before, for a year already, correct?
Yes, a year.
And I could tell that you love your job.
I absolutely love my job. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Can you share any success stories?
Yeah, I can. So I have one in particular in my mind, and this young lady came to us with really severe hallucinations, paranoia, not socializing, and having a really hard time to just do daily living tasks.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard for her. And us as a team, we work very closely to just walk with her on targeting these goals. We spoke to her, we asked her what goals she wanted. We had to like walk with her step by step on mm-hmm. how to achieve each goal. And if that is what we need to do, we will definitely do it. So long story short, she was a senior in high school last year. And when we met her, she said she was not going to graduation. She was not going to graduate. And we got her to graduate and we got her to walk in graduation, which was a huge success for us as a team.
That is just wonderful. Congratulations. You know, and that for that young lady, I'm sure that was life-changing for her. And that has just put her, you know, to be more successful in life and to be able to handle life overall, which many people find that difficult. So thank you for your team, for helping that young lady. And I'm sure there's plenty of other success stories that you can share. You know, and unfortunately, you know, we're just about out of time. What's the phone number again that you can, you know, share with our audience about the HOPE program?
So for the Honesdale office, for the Honesdale team, you can call us at 570-253-0321. there is a Stroudsburg office, which is the Carbon and Monroe team, 570-820-2066. And for our Wyoming and Luzerne team, 570 825-6425. Of course, they can always go to our website if there's any other questions. I know there is a little orange little button on the top of our website that they can click to contact us as well.
Great. Well, Gabby, thank you so much for being on the show today. We were talking about the HOPE program, which is helping to overcome psychosis early, which is so beneficial to our area. Again, I want to wish you and your family a very happy holidays. Thank you for joining me.
Same to you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And you have a great day.
You too.